Testing data submitted to federal regulators shows the city of Lafayette's public drinking water system recorded PFAS levels 7.1 times higher than the Environmental Protection Agency's established limit. The findings were highlighted in a nationwide map compiled by USA Today using data reported to the EPA. PFAS, often called forever chemicals, are long-lasting man-made substances that break down very slowly and have been linked to, in some studies, to potential health risk. Lafayette was one of several Georgia communities identified with elevated levels. Chattooga County's system measured 4.5 times higher than the EPA limit, while Chickamauga reported levels 3 times higher. The EPA established legally enforceable limits for 6 PFAS chemicals in public drinking water in 2024. Water systems must monitor for the chemicals and take steps to reduce levels if they exceed federal standards. Authorities say the victim of a shooting Sunday night at the Holiday Travel Park in Catoosa County is alive as the investigation continues. Catoosa County Sheriff Gary Sisk confirmed the incident involved a shooting and says the victim and the suspected shooter are related. The suspect is currently being questioned by investigators. Deputies responded after reports of a gunshot in the area. Authorities say more information could be released as the investigation continues. The Lafayette Mayor and City Council will hold their regular monthly meeting tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. Council members are expected to discuss several items of new business, including upcoming city events, plans for an Earth Day community cleanup, and an online utilities contract involving global payment processing. Officials will also consider an agreement related to the Lafayette Farmers Market and review wastewater sludge dewatering operations. Following the meeting, leaders may enter executive session to discuss real estate, litigation, or personnel matters. The meeting is open to the public, and residents are encouraged to attend. We've got more news coming up after this. Dade County Middle School is mourning the loss of a sixth grade student who died Friday following a tragic accident. 11-year-old Reese Robinson passed away Friday, according to Dade County Schools. School officials say his loss is being felt by students, teachers, and staff across the community. Counselors will be available at the school Monday and Tuesday for students who may need support. Funeral services for Reese Robinson will be held Tuesday at noon at Moore Funeral Home in Trenton, with burial later at Oaklawn Memorial Park in Bryant, Alabama. We've got details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette Zone, AM 1590 WQCH.